Later tonight, a harrowing sociological documentary investigating the hormonal links between male baldness and domestic violence. That's Slapper, later tonight on Radio 4. But now, the Skivers.
Here are two small humans, Tim and Nick.
Please welcome our very special guest, Adam Ant.
Hello.
Adam, well, I'm standing here, looking at you. What do I see?
I'm looking straight through. So sad when you're young to be told you're having fun.
So, unplug the jukebox.
And do us all a favour.
That music's lost its taste.
So try another flavour. Amp music.
Oh, 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 oh.
Amp music.
Oh, oh, oh.
Adam, thank you. That was great. Thanks. Adam, I'm a dandy highwayman.
Who you're too scared to mention.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we're just going to go through and say all the lyrics to my songs, or what?
No, not at all. Adam, drink, cigarette?
I don't drink, don't smoke.
Ah, oh, what do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Shut up!
At least you could do with my new single, wonderful.
Yeah, what is the new look, the character for this song? Is it that of a chicken?
No, it's not.
Is it a herring? A large choc-eyes? Basil brush?
No, it's just me.
Oh, wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Ant.
Please make sure you do your homework before you listen to this show.
Your children have been kidnapped and executed in front of you by ruthless terrorists. You've just bought a second home in Kobe. You've got a case of plague and galloping small penis disorder. Your wife's run off to be Michael Portillo's face polisher. And you can't find your keys.
There may be trouble, but while there's moonlight and music and love.
Ally Dunbar. Very high charges to pay for very silly adverts.
The year is 994. King Ethelbert's Millennium Committee has its final meeting.
Right, now, where's Uthelston? He's not here.
Ah, no. I'm afraid he fell off the edge of the world.
Oh, dear.
Another reminder of the fragility of medieval life.
Hmm. Now, no one got plague? No? Yes?
No, I don't think it's plague. More just a touch of athlete's foot.
Could you burn him, Marjorie? Thank you. Now, do we have the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes, but I'm afraid the monks have only finished the first two letters. Here, you see, a lovely big M with lots of gold leaf and swirly. And then the R.
Yes, all right, but we better get on. Now, have we got any good ideas for celebrating the end of the millennium? Uther?
Yes, what about commissioning a miracle play? You know, something like 48 carts, loads of masks, goes on for about 3 days.
Oh, no, it sounds so dull.
Or what about an enormous chalk picture on the side of a hill?
Ah, yes, what, like a horse?
Yes, or a message saying something like, back in 10 minutes.
What about we have a special competition to see who can stay alive beyond the age of 28? The prize could be a dead chicken.
No, it's much too difficult.
Well, look, I'm sorry, everybody, but I have to go now and be dunked off the bridge in a ducking stool. I'm having trial by water.
Oh, well, good luck.
Good luck, good luck.
Right, well, as he's got to go, how about we break for a jester?
Oh, yes.
Good. Marjorie, can you pop down to Jester Hut and get us a regular jester? We'll get a groat off if he's not here in half an hour, you know? Now, look, after the jester, I suggest we dance around the maypole, walk about in our pointy shoes and absolutely tons of mud, paint some of those little stern portraits and throw a bucket of piss out of the top window. Agreed?
And can I have the next contender, please? And your name?
Mr. Carrington.
Occupation?
Teacher.
And your chosen subject?
Contemporary educational theory.
Correct. Sorry, just warming up. Mr. Carrington, your time on contemporary educational theory starts now. What clothes must teachers always wear?
The same brown jacket with elbow patches.
Correct. What's your view on free periods?
They're not free, they're study periods.
Correct. If you're a PE teacher, what other subject may you also take?
Chemistry, from out of a book under the desk.
Correct. What's the point of staff meetings?
To have biscuits.
Oh. All right, I'll let you have it. How much of an essay do you have to read before you mark it?
None.
No, it's the first and final sentence. Is it true that teaching is really a dossy job because you knock off at 3 PM and you get most of the year on holiday?
I pass.
What sort of a car must a teacher have? And you may answer.
A knackered, rusted Volvo estate with a roof rack jammed full of collages about the Civil War.
Correct. And at the end of that round, Mr. Carrington, you have scored 5 points. Okay, chairs on tables and lead quietly and no running.
Quietly.
All houses built since 1547 have been recalled. Please return your house to Prince Charles with proof of purchase at once.
Hello. Did you remember to lock the back door?
That was unsettling thought for the day.
Hello. On tonight's Prejudice Now, we're going to be talking to people victimized because of their surnames. This week, Adam Ant. Adam, hello.
Hello.
Adam, what kind of prejudice have you had to face because of your name?
Well, I could be having a quiet walk in the countryside and people having picnics will scream and run away.
Mm.
One bloke even slammed the lid of his wicker basket down on my hand.
Mm, terrible.
And the other day I was evicted from my flat and the bailiffs poured a kettle of boiling water through the keyhole. And I had to run holding up leaves and bits of twigs.
Appalling.
And then when we had to move, they made me, my mum and dad, and all my brothers and sisters walk in single file, holding our furniture over our heads, and people kept trying to stamp on us.
How horrifying. Tell me, Adam, what have you done to escape this kind of stereotyping?
Well, for a while in the mid-80s, I changed my name to Malcolm Mosquito.
Mm.
That was no good. Whenever I came close to anyone, they'd flinch and start slapping their necks.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's given us all food for thought about the way society pigeonholes us all. Adam Ant, thank you very... Ow!
What's the matter?
Side of my foot. It's been stung.
Has it?
Yes, and look, someone or something has been at my sandwiches. It's not you, is it?
No, bloody well isn't me.
Come on, I know your sort.
What are you implying?
You know, what are those funny antennae things on your head?
What do you mean?
And what about the fact you're only 1.5 metres long?
I'm 5'10".
Come on.
That's it. Every bloody time I've come at
Police Training College, Hendon.
Morning, cadets. Now, let me first deal with last night's police play. J.B. Priestley's An Inspector Calls is a three-act drama set in Edwardian England. In it, an inspector calls. He does not, Cadet Hawkins, swing in through the window in a bulletproof vest, screaming armed police. Neither does he have marksmen in the orchestra pit, nor does he spend the rest of the play trying to plant drugs on the butler. However, it was extremely enjoyable, and we'll keep all the changes in for the rest of the 6-week run. Now, today we are revising arrest procedures. Cadet Miller, please read the...
Can't read, sir.
Oh. In that case, tell the class what you must say when arresting a suspect.
Right. Your nick you are, stop screaming, you're going down, scum, we'll sort out what for later.
No, we don't say any of that.
Yes, we do.
Shh, now, come on, you all know this.
Do you say, you don't have to say anything, but anything you do say will be just your word against mine, you're going down, scum, we'll sort out what for later.
No, we do not say that. Now, come on.
Is the arrest procedure a poem? like a haiku.
What?
Prison cell, empty, not for long.
No, oh dear, you are the worst class I have ever had. We'll have to come back to arrest procedure.
Can I take my Rightshield home tonight?
No. Homework tonight is for you all to watch the bill and then ring up Crime Watch with false information to put them off the scent. Smug bastards. All right, there's the bell. Out you go, and nothing to see. That's it, move along. Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be showing you how to make the nee-nah noise if you've forgotten your car.
Ooh-ah, Cantonar.
Secrets of the Famous. Number 3.
Hello, my name's Desmond Lynam. My secret is my clothes are all handmade by Eskimos.
Hello and welcome. Today's Ascot meeting is designed to bring the crowds back to horse racing, as well as three races on the flat, including a long hurdles chase. There are, for the first time ever, field events. And we go over now to the pole vault.
Yes, it's Brandon Prince on his third attempt at 7 metres, ridden by Peter Scudamore. And he's clear. That's a great vault, which puts him into second place behind Lester Piggott on Laughing Boy. Now, with some incomprehensible news about betting, we go back to Peter O'Sullivan.
Here are the starting prices. 2-1, first showing Asper Distra, lengthening to sevens. 9-4, I'm wearing a hat. 5-7, evens. There's another horse, 6-3. Two sets all rising to 3-0-0-2 later, with Gadding showing well and Atherton 200-1. Bar. The pound up against the yen, the favourite was third, and my favourite is soup. That's the betting. The going is reported to be smoky bacon. Back to Julian, who's now at the swimming pool for the high diving.
Yes, this is Einstein's Chocolate, written by Pat Eddery. Well, that was an attempted pike with half twist and backflip, but it looked to me as though he just went straight down. But he's okay, I think. They're pulling him out, although Pat Eddery does look very still.
Yes, oh dear. Well, we just heard that Steve Cawtham has been disqualified from the shot put for excessive use of the whip. Now the latest betting news on what I do after work. 4-1, I'm going for a nice meal. 5-1, staying here watching TV. 7-1, I'm going to the bar. That's it for us. Don't forget that the next week we've got the Cheltenham Gold Cup, which this year is a bobsleigh event from Innsbruck.
Hello. I'm getting married on Saturday. God, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go through with it. That was second thoughts for the day.
Will all listeners please return to their cars immediately?
All right, keep the high pitched squeaking down. I'd like to bring this meeting of bats to order. Come on, in you all come. Stow your wings. Look out, Charlie's coming into land and he's forgotten to put his legs down. He's okay, just a bit stunned. All right, now. Insects, everyone. There's flies, midges, and some gnats on a stick. Look, can we sort out a rotor for buzzing people on the footpath by the canal? And remember, I want to see you all get right down low so they say, what was that? Was it a bird? Ah, no, it was a bloody bat. Now, on a serious note, someone has been putting it across that Gavin is a vampire. He is. No, he is not. On that subject, very few of you have signed up for the exchange trip to Transylvania. We should be supporting our fellow bats there, who have had a very bad press for the past 600 years. We'll be setting off in the big cave at 12:30 sharp, and we will be stopping for insects in Germany, so there's no need to bring any. Daylight! All right, better wrap this up then. I wish everyone a good night sleeping upside down, all packed, toasting together. I'm going to sleep the right way up tonight. You're not. No, not really. All right then, good night everyone. Time for the song, Hugo.
Like a bell we go when the morning comes. When the day is done and the sun goes down and the moonlight shines.
Darren here from Chair Faldo and Tracksuit Estate Agents. Yeah, we had a break-in last night. Yeah, very bad. They got away with a lot of property details. Yeah, well, we think it could have been a Mr. Henderson. You see, he's been after flats and maisonettes up to 120,000, but all we've sent him is details on bungalows. We always do that, though.
Hello.
Yeah?
Yes, I've come to inquire about renting a large office block in Milan, something like 5,000 square metres with a trading floor.
Right, yeah, good, good. We've got just the thing. Just come on the market. It's a one-bedroom basement flat in Clapham.
Yes. Weren't you listening?
Ah, but tell you what, it's a lovely flat. It's got its own camel.
What?
Sorry, it's got its own air. Now, look, give us your home and work numbers, and we'll ring you 35 times in the next 10 minutes, and then never again. Now get out.
What?
Go on, piss off.
Right.
Stephanie, will you please stop making that noise when customers come in?
Sorry.
Hello, I'm looking for a two-bedroom house.
Right, good, excellent, excellent. We'll come back to that. How about a bit of boxing to get you warmed up?
What?
Come on, now, through the back. Come on, in there. Right, now, what's your name?
Mr. Turner.
All right, you can be Dave Boy, Mr. Turner. Right, you're up against Mrs. Edwards. She's looking for a big four-bedroom house with a conservatory. Okay, now, on a nice clean fight. Right, any particular area you're looking for?
Yes, near the station.
Good, keep your left up. Yeah. Come on, try harder. Good, okay, look, I'll be back in a minute. Right, Steph, I'm going for lunch. Two boxing in the back, keep an eye on them. Stamp sale agreed on all the details we've got. Cancel some appointments, harass some clients on the phone, and put the wrong keys out for my appointment later.
Okay, Darren.
Freeze, nobody move. Hand over those details.
Oh, hello, Mr. Henderson.
If you live near Ipswich, please empty your pockets before listening to any part of this show.
Secrets of the Famous. Number 4.
Hello, my name is Sue Cook. My secret is I'm on the coaching staff of Northampton Football Club.
Second World War documents released earlier today describe in detail how the Royal Navy could have sunk the Bismarck up to a day earlier if it hadn't been for all the Greenpeace inflatables buzzing about. Good evening. News is just coming in of a dramatic bullion robbery at the Bank of England, and we go over to our correspondent, Martin. Glad I'm not in Chechnya, Ellis, who's at the scene. Martin, what details are emerging?
Well, it seems that in an extraordinary caper, a mousy bank teller has teamed up with a seedy entrepreneur and two cockney spivs to steal the gold bullion and turn it into Eiffel Tower paperweights. They escaped in minis through the sewer system. The bank's security system was, meanwhile, overridden by Donald Sutherland tapping away on a very small computer. First reports suggest that the gang's hideout may be on the moon, but that's not confirmed in any way.
Did you just make that bit up, Martin?
Yes, I did.
Any reaction from the police?
Yes, they're pretending they're not surprised, but I think they are. It seems they were expecting a man dressed in a black polo neck to come down on a rope, avoid all those red beams, not touch the floor, and steal the big diamond.
Burdum, burdum,
burdum.
Yes, burdum. Martin, thank you. Now with financial news. Heather thinks Chechnya is a type of pizza lofting.
Yes, all eyes were today on Wall Street, where a tramp changed places with the head of a big commodities trading house. He did rather well, but then got involved in a big orange juice scam thing. Two old blokes got their comeuppance. More details later.
Sports news, England's athletes have notched up a famous victory. A group of tops who trained in slow motion on a deserted beach have won a number of Olympic gold medals. Thanks to some tremendous music. There we are. That's all from me, Michael. Been doing tons of practicing to say Chechnya. Burke, good night.
Harry Carpenter. Harry Carpenter. This is a special high-pitched warning that only Harry Carpenter will be able to hear.
Hello. If all the golf courses in the British Isles, including the crazy golf courses, were turned into housing estates, there still wouldn't be enough room to accommodate half of Britain's golfers.
That was food for thought for the day.
Now, we've still only got 608 channels on the cable system. We've had to abandon our channel showing people being sick. Our market research, rather, let us down on that one. So we need some ideas. What can you think of?
How about a Smug Bastards channel, which just features clips of David Meller, Andy Peters and Keith Floyd?
Interesting.
Or what about an estate agent channel, which promises a blockbuster movie starring Sharon Stone and Keanu Reeves, but when you start to watch them, you realise they're just 1970s documentaries about insurance presented by Hugh Scully?
Maybe.
I've been working on a pilot for a compulsory makeover channel. See what you think.
First on the catwalk is 86-year-old Arthur Pocock, who lives alone with three budgerigars.
Now, we've got rid of Arthur's cardigan and glasses. We've shaved his head, except for a little Mohican, which we've dyed purple.
Then we've put a ring through his nose and dressed him in tartan PVC bondage trousers and given him size 15 Doc Martens.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Help!
Not really. Any other ideas?
Yeah, we could have a channel for people who haven't got a TV licence. Every 3 minutes during programmes, the TV shouts, I'm in here! They're hiding behind the sofa! They've just turned all the lights off!
No, that's just pointless and silly. Got it. The Cable Plumber channel. It says there's going to be a big film on Saturday night, but then doesn't show it, even though you stayed in specially. But then, it puts it on the next Wednesday morning when you're out. It sends you a bill for 70 quid.
That's the one.
Get the lads to dig up some more pavements, kill some more trees and hold up the traffic everywhere for months. And for goodness sake, don't tell the subscribers that after a week they'll all be watching BBC One anyway.
Hoo-ah!
Reptiles who have made it to the top. Number 7, a lizard who is a QC.
Objection, my learned friend keeps hiding in a very small crack in the wall.
Objection sustained. Please come away from the wall, Mr. Lizard.
Sorry, my lad, it's just that it's a bit cold in here and I'm slowing down. Could we have an adjournment while I lie in the sun and warm up?
No, not again. We've already lost 4 days when you shed your skin. Now continue.
Very well, my lad. So, Mr. Simpson, when you came out of the junction, you're quite certain there were no juicy flies up in the corner of the windscreen?
Objection! Irrelevant!
No, I want to see where this one's going.
But he's upsetting everyone with his tongue, my lad.
All right. Perhaps we will have an adjournment. But no stamping on Mr. Lizard in the recess.
Yes, Mr. Lizard, you wanted a word with me?
Yes, look, I'm very bored. Can we settle out of court or change sides or something?
Okay. How about costs and £50,000?
All right, anything, anything. I'm feeling so slow. It's the winter, you see. Please put me in a shoebox by the radiator.
Next week on Reptiles Who've Made It to the Top, a snake who sits on the board of British Gas.
This week in the BBC drama series Performance, a harrowing study of jealousy and violence. Citroën Xantia.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Why were you so late coming home?
I don't know what you mean, darling. Your friend Henry just ran me home in your new Citroën Xantia. He was rather sweet. I caught him trying on your sunglasses and looking at himself in the rearview mirror. We just stopped for a bit by that jetty near the waterfront and...
Don't lie to me, you bitch!
The Citroën Xantia. It destroys marriages.
I wanted to have my house redesigned, so I looked in the phone book. There were two interior designers. One was Terence Conran, and the other was a hamster. Hi, come in.
Right. First impression, get rid of all these Persian rugs and get some sawdust on the floor.
It was.
And then let's see. Shall we say strip out the kitchen and put the nest in there?
Yeah.
And have you decided which corner to poo in? Shall we say this one?
Okay.
Good, great. Now, you look fit. Do you use a wheel?
What?
I'd suggest a nice large blue plastic wheel for you to run on this wall. Then get rid of all the glass in the windows, put some bars in which you can gnaw on in the middle of the night.
Right.
Now, I can ask my colleague Melanie to come and have a chat with you about fabrics. She'll show you some examples of straw, synthetic cotton wool, and bits of old J-cloth, which are very in at the moment.
Yes.
And tell me, would you be expecting us to clip up the large water bottle onto the bars, or are you going to get an outside contractor to do that?
I haven't really decided. Look, thanks very much, Terence. I'll let you know.
The city is in turmoil tonight after being rocked today by shattering news. Lord Hanson of Hanson PLC took the unprecedented step of leading a march through the streets of London, culminating in a rally in Trafalgar Square.
More tax breaks for executive share option schemes.
When do we run it?
Phased in, but certainly in place by the end of the fiscal year 96-97.
Move back from the barriers, Lord Hanson. Keep back there, sir.
Lord Hanson claimed there were 40,000 people on the rally, but the police said there was just him. Quick look at the markets. Overnight trading in Hong Kong was very quiet as they were all in bed. The pound was up against the dollar, down against the yen, and 2 points up on the mark. But it was the mark's go, and they had just rolled a six. Good night.
All words used in this show must be returned to the BBC by tomorrow morning.
Well, that's the end of the show. Almost.
Yeah. But we would like you to do us a big favour, Adam.
Not put on that chicken costume again.
Yeah.
No. What we'd all like to do is do the da-diddly quack-quas.
And the da-diggity-diggity-hoo!
From the end of your song about stationary postmen, stand and deliver.
Well, all right. But will you do it properly?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just pick it up from the bridge just before the last two choruses, all right?
Yeah.
And even though you fool your soul, your conscience will be mine. Diddly quack quack.
That's lovely.
Stand and deliver your money or your life.
The Skyverse was written and performed by Nick Goldson and Tim DeYoung, with Peter Bradshaw, Melanie Gedroych, and special guest Adamant. It featured the voices of Dan Strauss and Patrick Allen, and original music composed by Simon Britt. The producer was John Naismith. Well, that was The Skyvers. And you may like to know that all the cast were wearing shoes during that recording.